This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
There's a big Google conference in San Francisco this week. Lots of new gadgets, software updates, apps, all of that stuff, including what's basically Google's answer to Apple TV, kind of a TV computer sound system hybrid. It's called the Nexus Q, and it does have one feature that its competition doesn't. Not a what so much as a where. Google says the new gizmo is going to be designed and made entirely in the United States. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek-Smith has more now on what Google has to gain by staying home.
Google's not saying where in the U.S. it's going to make the Nexus Q, but there are real advantages to moving production here, says Carl Howe, a tech analyst with the Yankee Group.
You can have your manufacturing closer to your designers, and you have more control. In exchange, it costs you a little bit more.
Or a lot more. Google said that labor costs are one reason the Nexus Q will be so much pricier than its competitors, about $300 compared to the roughly $100 price tag for home media players from Apple and Roku. Howe questions whether consumers will pay that kind of a premium for made in the USA.
It can be a little more. It can't be three times more.
Apple and other tech companies have been manufacturing most of their products in China, and not just because it's less expensive. Charles Duhigg is a staff writer for The New York Times who's covered Apple factories in China. He says there's also a convenience factor.
They have the screw factory right next to the wire factory, right next to the manufacturing factory. They've got tens of thousands of people that you can hire overnight.
There are also disadvantages. Duhigg says Chinese wages are rising fast, and there's the possibility of political instability. He thinks that is why Google is using this product to experiment with manufacturing stateside.
Clearly, Google has said to itself, if we start on a small basis, trying to see what we can learn about U.S.-based manufacturing, that might give us a huge advantage down the road.
Other companies are making the same move. Caterpillar and General Electric have also shifted some manufacturing back to the U.S. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith for Marketplace.